We are good.
Okay, welcome everyone to our city council meeting tonight. I'll give the invocation. Tom will lead us in the pledge. We'll go to that point. Our kind Father in heaven, we bow our heads in prayer this night, grateful as we convene as city council for our meeting tonight, for the opportunity that we have to serve the citizens of our community. And we pray that thy spirit will be with us this night to help us take care of the business at hand and take us all home safely when the time comes. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Yes. To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there any public comment tonight? Okay. We have a few things on our consent calendar. I don't know if you have any questions. Amy's here to answer those. If not, a motion to approve the consent calendar is in order. Do you know about the Dominion Racing proposal?
They don't.
That's what I was.
So she'll.
So the city, Old Dominion. Okay, so the city was reached out to by a party that is outside from Virginia. They're familiar with the area. They organize foot races. They are proposing to hold, it's called the clamshell of races because of the nature of it. So they would like to hold a marathon, three-quarter marathon, half marathon, 10K, and 5K. On Saturday, September 26th in 2026, and it would utilize portions of Oakley City Roads, and they would like to use the complex area for their start and finish line. The race would, in the areas that impact Oakley the most, would be Boulderville, Mill Race, and a significant portion of Weber Canyon. It also goes, the race would also go down through county roads along Democrat Alley. They are proposing, so that's what they're proposing. The city, if you agree or you're open to the idea, is recommending that we enter into an agreement with them that is contingent upon approval through UDOT, Summit County, and the various public safety departments, also furnishing the city with a certificate of insurance for their event, indemnifying the city, and then also lesser requirements where they would, things like they need to submit a traffic control plan and notification of residents in the affected areas would be their responsibility.
Any other questions on the consent calendar? Steve.
So are they asking for us to?
Sorry, Joe. Are they asking us to donate that, or are they willing to pay for the grounds for their start and stops and all that?
So they are paying the recreation complex fee. They'll rent the facility for the day. And then there could be additional fees depending on whether they utilize any city employee time for setup, takedown, et cetera. So.
A motion to approve the consent calendar is in order.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Second?
Second.
Any more questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Hey. Amy, we kicked this one down the road for further discussion tonight about ticketing for this coming year. Do you want to review that again? Has anything changed from the other night?
So there are a few considerations that we looked at. We looked at the geographic regions to consider a larger locals only Pre-sale. So we looked at the zip code areas for 84036, 84055, and then the PO zip code 84. I can't.
Oh, one. It's
Yeah.
8461.
Okay, thank you. Those are fairly significant geographic regions. It ends up being quite large. That's about the only way that we can limit it locally without having to exclude canyon areas. And well, by going by zip code, it lends to consistency. It gets to be very difficult to try to honor a larger locals only geographic area without having some type of a legal or a defined boundary. So that's for your consideration. If you want to open it up for the greater Camas Valley, that would be our recommendation, is to consider those zip codes. There was also an additional request to consider how to accommodate some of our larger family groups or legacy patrons. The legacy portion of it is a little difficult because we changed ticketing companies about 4 years ago, and the ticketing data is proprietary to the different ticketing software firms. And so we do not have the ticketing data prior from our previous software ticketing company. And so we only have 4 years of data on those that have purchased. So we probably don't have a very good representation of legacy patrons. We know they're out there. We know we have a large percentage of people that are return customers, but we just don't have a way to easily identify them at this time. And then large family groups, one of the ways that we considered potentially looking at a situation like this is opening things up to a pre some kind of a pre-sale where large family groups over 30 tickets could pay a premium for access after the locals only and prior to general public online sales. The problem we have with that is that it gets very difficult to, I don't want to say police it, but to make, I mean, it's very easy for patrons to combine their efforts. So it's not just large family groups, but it could be a very easy way for people to get early access. And so we have an equity issue there. Staff's recommendation this year is to not look at those particular types of programs for this upcoming sales period, but to stick to the more traditional, what was recommended last week, which is the locals only pre-sale and the online general public with some type of a ticket limitation. And we can consider raising that a little bit to accommodate those large family groups. And then if we really want to consider that, I think we need to flesh out a more thoughtful process for these family groups, whether it's a season ticket option or something along those lines. So my recommendation is to stay with the proposal that was presented last week, which is 1 day of locals only pre-sale, which we will open and accommodate early in the morning and stay late for that day. That's an in-person ticket sales followed up with online general public sales with a ticket limitation. Current recommendation is 25, but we can look at different numbers. I have some of the order number tick batches if you're interested in that information.
And that was just a handful of people, correct? That
Yeah.
were really over. I mean, your average is 17.
Yes.
So there was just a handful that went over 30, right?
Yes. So we have 171 orders in the 20 to 29 tickets purchased. Now keep in mind that we're just under 800 total orders. So we had 171 orders that are in that 20 to 25 range. So we might want to consider increasing to 30, a ticket limitation of 30 tickets per person online. We have 79 orders between 30 and 39 tickets, and 52, 40 to 49. And after that, it drops off significantly. Then we have like 19 orders in the 50 to 60 range, 6 orders in the 60 to 70. So you could look at your limitation online more like even 40 tickets or 50 tickets. And that would accommodate some of those larger family groups. Now, locals only, if they stack their 25 ticket per night, still get that benefit of being able to purchase about 125 tickets for the entire event series.
And sorry. Do you not think that that would pick up a lot of the legacy people?
Which the locals or
The
the,
locals.
I think some, we have a lot of legacy people that live along the Wasatch Front
Okay.
and up the canyon.
Might be on the online sales, how do we prevent the, from the
The
scalpers
bots.
getting those and selling those online to other people?
Right. So there's no way to be 100% effective in eliminating that. But if we place a ticket restriction, that slows an order down. It slows the algorithm, the bots that can that are programmed to go in and buy large blocks of tickets, and then they go on the resale sites. It's very difficult to prevent an individual from doing that. But the delayed ticket delivery. So all of our tickets now are digital tickets that are not delivered until 72 hours before the performance. That makes it
That's
much
right.
more difficult for an individual to resell, as well as those ticketing companies that, you know, get on and try to program their software so that they can kind of break your software system. But if we place a ticket limitation on the online ticket sales, plus we limit each order to one credit card, that slows things down tremendously. It also will provide some frustration for patrons that bump up against that ticket limit and then they want to go back and make a second order. They'll be unable to do that unless they use a different credit card than the
Okay.
first. So those are mechanisms to slow down the ability to purchase large blocks of tickets, which are typically the ones that get resold. But we also know that's also part of our patron group that purchase for large families.
Any more questions? Motion would be in order to approve the rodeo ticketing policy proposed by staff.
I would make a motion to approve the online ticket sales, but I would amend it to go to 35 tickets from 25 for online sales.
25 to 35.
Yes.
For a second.
Second.
More discussion? Okay, all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. And the main reason we're here tonight is to canvass the 2025 election results. Amy, you want to?
Okay. So Oakley City contracts with the Summit County Clerk's Office for the administration and processing of our ballots. And the Summit County Clerk's Office submitted their canvas report to the city last evening. We have two precincts in Oakley. With a total of 956 registered voters in Oakley, we had a turnout or ballots cast of 652. That is a 68% overall turnout, which is exceptionally high. Very good. The vote totals are as follows. For the Oakley City mayoral race, we have Zane K. Wolstenhume with 211 votes, Stephen M. Wilmoth with 435. Total votes cast 646. And that race in particular had six undervotes, which means those are six ballots that there was no indication for a mayoral candidate. So they voted for council, but they didn't vote for a mayoral candidate. In the city council race, Amy Reagan received 386 votes, Kirby Levitt received 304, Christopher R. Dillman. Sorry, Christopher L. Dillman received 442 for total votes cast of 1,132. The undervotes, meaning that they either didn't vote for city council or they didn't vote for two, only one, we had 172 ballots. Let's see.
You switch Kirby's and
do I need to read that again? Sorry.
Saying that She just put it in that order, but her number was right.
Amy, I have, so I'm reading them in the order that they were listed on the ballot. Sorry. No, so let me read that again. The Oakley City Council race, Amy Reagan had 386 votes, Kirby Levitt 304, and Christopher L. Dillman 442. Okay, let's see. And then the number of ballots cast in the Oakley municipal election were 652. Number of ballots not counted were 7. We had 4 that were received after the deadline, 1 ballot that was unsigned, 1 that was from an individual that had moved out of the county, and 1 ballot where there was no identification, unclear which district they should be voting in. We had 6 provisional ballots, and all 6 were qualified and were counted. Does anybody have any questions regarding what those are? A provisional ballot would be someone that typically either goes to the clerk's office or votes the same day, and there's a question as to their eligibility based on an address change or their identification doesn't reflect their current address. And then those are voted, and then they have to provide evidence of why those provisional ballots should be qualified. So we had no problems. We had 6 provisional and they were all qualified. And that is the result of our election.
I have a procedural question. Do we need to convene as a board of canvassers, and does that
The board of can't.
require official action?
It does not, because it's defined in the state code that your board of canvassers is your legislative body of the municipality.
Okay. Cool. Any questions on the election results? Okay, so we need to pass a resolution. What do we do? Accepting the canvas results.
Yes.
I'll move that we accept or pass Oakley City Resolution 2025-08, resolution of the Board of Canvassers certifying the official canvassers report of the November 4th, 2025 municipal general election for Oakley City, Utah.
Need a second.
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed?
I need all of your signatures on 2 pages that are in this document, so I'm just going to pass this down. Thank
Two.
you. Yep, 2 places.
And having concluded all our business, a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Second, third.
7:20. 7:20. Okay, that's back.
And you are 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
What is this?
That I need to push like that. That's part of like.
Oh, sorry. What the hell is this?
She probably she does. Took a minute to get there, but now I think she's actually the.
I'm going. Come on, Joel, let's be a party.
I don't have any money.
Oh, you get to go for free.
I wish I remember. We're going to go down. I know. I can't make it.
Congratulations.
What are the dates? 17th. Yeah. I'd love to, but maybe next year.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. See ya.
Do you have any interest in NFR tickets? No.
Thanks, Amy.
Yeah.
How many do we have?
We have 2. Listen, we have 2 on Saturday. We have Friday, and we can end on Friday. Yeah. We have public that
I mean, all over. Yeah.
But if you want them, holler.
What's the Saturday?
Saturday, I have 2 left.
Okay. I'm not, you know what? I'm not going to be able to make it. It's good. It's a good thought. Things you said, I haven't yet. Tom needs it. Tom? Signature?
But I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. If anything, sign it.
Yeah.